The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bernard Olivier, CEO of Lexington Gold, LEX is ticker there. Bernard, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, so big news yesterday, proposed acquisitions of White Rivers Exploration, and we'll talk about that and the thoughts and the rationale behind that. Before we do, Bernard, for people not familiar maybe with Lexington Gold, just give us a brief summary as to what the company's about, if you could.
Absolutely. So Lexington listed on AIM about 2.5 years ago. As you said, Lexington, ticker code LEX, and we are a gold-focused only exploration and development company. With our current projects outside of the acquisition we'll talk about shortly, all in the Carolinas in the USA, which used to be the biggest gold-producing region in the US until the discovery of the sort of Californian gold rush and so forth. And over the last 2 years, we've made significant progress with those gold projects in the US.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into this then. So you're spreading out a bit here now, and you're looking at South Africa. So the proposed acquisition, explain why in the transaction, if you could, Bernard.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a fantastic opportunity that came to us. I'm based in South Africa, so it's sort of coming back to my home ground. But basically, through this proposed acquisition of White Rivers Exploration, or WRE, in South Africa, we are acquiring over 89,000 hectares, over 10 licenses, all located in the Witwatersrand goldfields. Now, the Wits Gold is historically the largest single gold-producing region in the world. So we are right in the center of basically the biggest gold-producing region in the world. And WRE has, over the years, put together a package of just phenomenal assets in the gold fields. And they currently have got an internal assessment based on a very large database of drill hole information that they have. Their internal assessment, which is non-code compliant at the moment, is 37 million ounces of gold within their licenses. And perhaps something that I do want to point out to your listeners is that there is a misconception that all gold remaining in South Africa are only at these very deep levels. Most of WRE's resources all started about 200 to 300 meters below surface, and therefore not at all at the sort of 2,000 meter level where a lot of the South African gold mines are currently operating us. And it shows that there is still huge potential in South Africa for shallow level gold projects of this magnitude.
Yeah. So take us through the transaction. How are you paying for this?
So it is effectively a share transaction only, 6.4 million in shares done in various tranches based on milestones. The founder of WRE is a very, very well-known Australian mining entrepreneur and a billionaire called Mark Creasy. Mark Creasy has been putting together and working on this package of South African gold assets, and we have basically done this deal with Mark Creasy to acquire WRE. And in the process, Mr. Creasy will become one of our largest, if not the largest shareholder. And he will also get a board seat on Lexington and very much walk the development and exploration path with us. As part of the transaction, as I said, it is share-based in tranches, and we're also acquiring from WRE, or as part of the acquisition, this tremendous database, 2,500 historical drill holes with assay data. And this database underpin that assessment of 37 million ounces of gold in the WRE database. There's also a joint venture, active joint venture with Harmony Gold. It's basically the extension of the Target mine, and it's called the Jelani joint venture. And as part of our acquisition, we will be working closely with Harmony to try and unlock value from this Jelani joint venture going forward.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's subject to shareholder approval. But then, you know, if that gets approved, so what's the next stage here, Bernard?
Well, that's exactly it. That's the only sort of outstanding item is that for this transaction to complete, effectively, we are going to shareholders. By the way, we do have available headroom, and the board could have gone ahead without shareholder approval, but we elected to go to shareholders because it is a large transaction, and we want shareholders to be able to have a voice on this. And so following shareholder approval, the transaction is effectively completed. There's the usual sort of regulatory items that must be done. But once we have shareholder approval, we proceed with acquiring, and well, then we would have acquired WRE. And we can then focus effectively on looking at this tremendous database, as I said, 2,500 drill holes and the assays that goes with it, and basically develop a work program to convert what is currently a non-code compliant resource over the lease licenses into code compliant resources. And you know, that's what we've done to a smaller extent in the USA, where we've got the first time ever we've established a JORC resource on those assets in the US, and we are basically following that same model, is spend as little as possible to convert this big database into a JORC compliant resource, which is of absolutely international importance.
Yeah. And so where does this sit alongside your other projects now? Are you going to prioritize this, or are they running concurrently, or how does that work?
It absolutely runs concurrently with our activities in the US. Clearly, this is a magnitude bigger because of the resources that we have,
yeah,
potentially. But that said, we still believe in the assets that we have in the US and the advantages that goes with it in the area that we have our licenses. So work are still going to continue in the US, but we've also got a lot of work to be doing in South Africa to unlock value out of, you know, this tremendous project.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting, but a lot to do, isn't it?
Oh, we definitely have a lot to do, yes.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, well, Bernard, thanks for coming on. And listen, as always, if you could, for people listening, like in the sound of the progress you're making and this acquisition, the potential it holds, could you give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Lexington Gold to their watch list, please?
Absolutely. Well, I think firstly, Lexington is only focusing on gold. We believe in gold. I think gold has got a tremendous future ahead of us, and we only focus on gold. Secondly, is our proven track record. Not only Lexington as a company, where when we listed 2.5 years ago, we listed at 2.75p, and we're currently trading at around 9p, which is to some degree a reflection of what we've achieved, but also the track record of management. For one example, Ed Nealon founded Aquarius Platinum in South Africa, and he developed it into the world's fourth biggest platinum miner. Mm-hmm. So track record proven for both Lexington as a company and its management team. And then lastly, I think this proposed acquisition of White River Exploration really takes Lexington to a next level. And we've got the ability to become a major international player in the gold sector.
Yeah. And before you go, I've got to get your personal opinion on gold price. You know, we've seen it sort of edging towards recent highs. Where do you think it's going? Higher, Bernard? Or was that a silly question to ask?
Yes. Well, as a gold man myself, I think the answer is probably obvious. But I firmly believe that we're only now seeing the start of the gold rally. There's more and more uncertainty, I suppose, in the banking industry. And the following that the likes of Bitcoin, despite my reservations, has just shows how people are looking at hedging out of the standard currencies, and gold is, in my bet, far better than the likes of Bitcoin, and we strongly feel that there is a real asset with tangible value.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty, and I've seen a lot of reports recently saying, you know, the place to be is, you know, precious metals and stuff like that going forward. if central banks start to ease, which the bond market is suggesting is happening. So, yeah, it looks good. And the fact that it is flirting with recent highs, you know, it seems to want to make a further breakout. But we'll see. Bernard, thanks very much for that. And look forward to catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.